configure to do is that you need to add some users here. So to add the users, you'll simply go to the users, and as you just go here, I'm already added here, but right now what I'm going to do is that I'm going to add a new user. So when I would just simply click on add user, the following screen pop-ups, and you can create a new user, or maybe you link an existing Microsoft account, and you can even import that if you want to do that. So new to your organization, or maybe this one, maybe the ID 80 that I already told you, you can import that. Or user in the partner companies, whatever you like. So I would simply say here, Adam at exploringair.onmicrosoft.com, and I've just moved next, and there I'll be able to just type in a few details. Adam, I would say maybe Harrison, and display name Adam Harrison, and the role I would say it's simply user, then move and get a temporary password, and simply I would just simply say create, and it will create a new user for us, and the new password is here where I can simply copy, and there you go. So I have like this added a new user to my Active Directory. Now in the next video we're just going to talk about how we can integrate with Azure Active Directory, and with that integrating on-premise Active Directory with Azure Active Directory. For this video, that's all, and see you guys in the next video.